Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich, and Mark Carmen. It's the Hamp and OB Show, brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Before and after every Bears game, legends Dan Hampton and Ed Obradovich break down the good.
Our defensive backs, they were like putty. They were all over their receivers.
The bad.
Our defense fails to even find a way to get them stopped.
The ugly.
There's really nowhere to go. Stupid. Stupid is, stupid does.
And the unforgivable.
He doesn't understand anything.
This is the dumbest football coaching staff I have ever seen.
Get ready for unadulterated football truth.
Football season is here, and I'm with Hamp and OB.
It's Hamp and OB.
And a very happy Thanksgiving. Bears are trying to...
Just like in Christmas where you're trying to get the tape and finish the wrapping up of the big gift. Detroit's wrapping a gift for us right now.
The Lions at this very moment, it's true that they're doing an excellent job of really meticulously putting the wrapping paper on. It's 14-13 Lions. There's a minute 54 to go. The Bears do have the football and seemingly will be kicking a field goal at any moment here, but Detroit either way is going to get a shot at it. Dan Campbell's been very interesting with how he's using his timeouts, but the Bears are inside the 20-yard line. Andy Dalton has played a very, I'd say, borderline excellent football game, minus a pick and some curious moments. But overall, I mean, he's over 300 yards, which is the most they've had all season long.
Right. Now he's shown the reason why he was, you know, brought in here. He's a crafty veteran, can make quick decisions, quick reads, still has a good enough arm to get it out. Come on, let's be real. The Detroit Lion defense has, you know, shown that it can be taken advantage of almost on a play-by-play. OB,
Detroit continue plays the nobody cover, nobody defense. They invented it.
Well, the penalties have been a huge story today. The Bears should have way more than 13 points. This game should be over right now. And the Bears, by the way, picking up a first down inside the 10-yard line. The Lions only have one timeout left. So they do this right. They can take it down. If Detroit was coached well, which they're seemingly not, I think you allow the Bears to score a touchdown right now is what you should do. I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think they have any concept of the fact that the Bears now have all the cards and they can basically burn the clock and kneel then kick.
Yeah, go ahead.
But back to the sequence in the beginning of the fourth quarter, there was 5 minutes gone in the fourth quarter when this game completely changed. That is when Detroit, having the ball, went on a spree of having four holding calls in a row that basically took them from the bare 30 all the way back. Hey, OB, that was the second time in the same game they had third and 32, and that was when everything changed. Bears took possession. Andy Dalton, maybe the best play he's ever had. He got away from the rush, went and found
Jameer Bird, yeah.
Jameer Bird. And essentially from then on, the Bears have been in the driver's seat of Santa's sled.
Well, it's the same thing, Danny. And I mentioned on the Anna DeMontes show about what you and I had talked about the prior week. Talk to who's calling the plays again. You could see the system that's in there. When it should be passing, they're running. They're playing the game not to lose. Nagy's calling it again. And here we are today. You know what we should have done, Detroit? Buried them. That's what we should have done today, okay? Now it's coming down to the last few seconds of the game. Hopefully we can kick a field goal or whatever. But again, when you're marching down, you're in the red zone. Do we try to put them away? No. We are a 3-7 football team. We're not 7-3. Why in God's green earth they don't try to win a football game for four quarters, I have no idea, Dan.
Obi, your family's here, by the way. It's very, it's good that, to know that you act the same in front of them as when they're not here. So I like the fact that you're comfortable.
They have, we're exposing them to the real OB here today.
I have my daughter Amy and James Geyer, my grandkids Olivia and Jasper, and my son-in-law, other son-in-law, Louis Icavelli, and my daughter Gigi, the oldest one.
It's and just to keep you up to date here, the Bears are kneeling down here, going to take the clock down, and then Cairo Santos is going to have to hit about a 30-yard field goal, and if he can make it, the Bears will win. If he misses it, then they'll go to 3-8, and it'll be six losses in a row.
We're coming down to the last few seconds of the game against a team that hasn't won a football game.
And have to complete
you
this
kick. You got to be kidding me.
To beat a winless team in the final seconds. Now, all this being said, whoa.
Danny should have buried this game.
Yes, but. In excruciating fashion, the Bears will, with this field goal, score 16 points. That is par for the course, will be. In 11 games this football season, what do you think the average points scored by this Bear offense has been when it is last in the NFL in points scored? What do you think it is?
How about 12 points?
How about 16? Right on the money. Right on the money against a winless football team on national television. What
Danny,
does that tell you?
You know, for the folks, you know,
keep everybody the same.
Yeah.
Give them a bonus. How about new automobiles?
There we go. Offensively, third down conversions were the worst. Point scoring were the worst. Yardage and total offense were the worst. 32 teams in the National Football League. And when you have tight games, and when you have such a horrible record of 3-7, and you're playing again not to lose a football game, we've got weapons. We've got Daryl Mooney. We've got Goodwin. We've got people that can fly and get downfield. You got to attack downfield. You got to go over the middle. My God, what do we do into this game? And what are there, 6-7 games left, and we're still playing that stupid offensive game plan? You got to be kidding me.
Technically, just for the record, because it's Thanksgiving and the field goal is going to go through the uprights, and the Bears have won the football game. Let's
the
all
Bears,
party.
The Bears. Let's all bow our heads and thanks. The Bears have a 2-point victory when they were favored by 3-0. There is a lot of turkey bones being thrown right now across the country.
The Bears, to Ham's point, are
that's like every Bear fan now is aggravated.
Hey,
they won? No. We got to keep this guy around?
Well, the losing streak is over. It was a phenomenal disgrace of football humanity, but it is over. We have beaten the Lions. We've swept Detroit this year. For the record, you're 16 points. They're not the worst scoring team in the league. The Lions, we're at 16.3. The Lions are 16. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 15-9, and there's the Texans at 15. So we're fourth from the bottom, OB. We're moving up.
So essentially, since I last checked the stat,
it's
changed less than half a point. Okay, I'm a half a point off.
You're right there.
I'm a half a point off.
You're on it.
But
we did what we do.
The semantics, do they matter? Do they change the overarching picture that we have here today? That Matt Nagy, as we all, you know, back to reality here, was, you know, basically maligned all week in the media. He was going to be fired. The Bears had told him, you're out, you're done. Oh, we're going to see who goes and rescues Matt Nagy. Guess who rescued him? Was it Ryan Pace? No. Was it Justin Fields? No.
I know it was, Danny. It was the nobody cover nobody defense.
That's exactly
Detroit
right. Detroit
Thank
rescued
you.
Matt
you,
Nagy. That
right.
is exactly who rescued him today.
That's exactly who it was.
It's 312-981-7200.
Detroit played that all year.
Well, hey.
My Lord.
The Bears now have 4 wins on the year. 2 of them have come against the Detroit Lions. Hamp and OB are sponsored by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Quick post game today. We're only here until 3:30. So jump on in if you'd like to. 312-981-7200. Kaz is going to pop on about 3:15. We're going to have some fun here. The losing streak is over. Matt Nagy's future, we can discuss that. It'll be interesting. I don't know if we'll be able to get maybe a snippet of his post game on here as well. But did he save his job today? I think he I don't
know. No chance.
They
get
a 101, his job's over.
Yeah, well, yeah, at the end of the year, but will it?
Right.
What will come down tomorrow? That's what I think what everyone's interested in. 312-981-7200. We'll get the show rolling for real. Coming right on back here on 720 WGN.
Now they're in position to get more points. 52 yards now. Down the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Jimmy Graham.
Matt Nagy, 3-0 on Thanksgiving. That's the best winning percentage ever on Thanksgiving in three games played.
Okay, but see, everything, there's always but. Who has he played three times on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, hey, you can only beat who you play on Thanksgiving, though.
But who was it? Huh?
Answer the question.
The same bunch we saw today give us indigestion. Yeah, that's right. Detroit. That's who it was.
The winningest team on Thanksgiving in the history of the NFL is who he's beaten three times. I can keep on playing this down the line.
You know, they used to have this saying about, you know, the tallest midget or whatever. How about the loudest mime? You know, you beat Detroit, that's a big deal. Nagy is now what is he, 8-1?
7-1
against Detroit. Unbelievable. A couple of things about today. We all knew that there was going to be this kind of what would you call it, okay, we're going to circle the wagons, we're going to come together and sing Kumbaya and say, oh yes, we love our coach, we want to play hard for him. And
you really believe that?
Well, I'm just saying, you hear what the players say. They almost have to. You know, if just say you don't say that, the new coach comes in, he goes back through and finds out who was ready to put the knife in him, and then he wants to, you know, think about watching you all the time. All I'm saying is the players did what the players were expected to do. Unfortunately, it was the same script, the same nauseating offense that was two steps forward, one step back, even though Andy Dalton threw for over 300 yards today, and they completed their last two third down conversions to get them for the game. I think it was 5 of 12. I haven't got the stats yet.
I got it right here.
Is it 5 of 12? But they were 3 of 11 going into the tail end of that last drive, and they completed the two conversions at the end.
Technically 5 for 13 because they went the fourth down on before the kick.
Okay,
so
in my world that doesn't count.
Yeah,
because they were playing for fourth down to be able to kick the winning field goal. All that being said, Cole Kmet did some good things. Andy Dalton did some good things. Hey, Jimmy Graham made a real nice catch. There were some good things to say. If I'm a new coach looking at this team, and I'm a new, what would you call it, a franchise that wants to come in, take over, whether it be a new general manager, a new coach, I'm thinking, hey, this team is not without certain gifts, certain weapons. We saw some of those today. And I got to tell you, Jalen Johnson's best game of the year, he traveled with both Raymond and Reynolds, and they only threw it in one time. And it was on a quick stop, and he made the tackle for a 3-yard loss. So the defense as a whole, they held up pretty good without Roquan, who got hurt. OB, what was your thought going into the fourth quarter, seeing how the Bears would have to take it down to the last second to try and beat the worst team in the NFL?
Well, that's the Bears' MO. They do that no matter if they're playing a winning team or a losing team. It's the same game plan, Dan. Game after game, year after year, it's the same damn show. It really is. But what I really like today was we passed for over 300 yards, and our quarterback had a rating of 85.1, and Montgomery ran the ball 17 times, 46 yards. It seemed like it was a heck of a lot more than that. That kid is one great football player. Our running back, David Montgomery. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This kid has the heart of a lion, and he first guy that hits him, he will not go down. You got to love a player like that. Herbert is right on his heels. So running backs, we're set. Receivers, we're set. We've got great receivers. We got receivers, Goodwin and Mooney, that are bolts of lightning going down the field. The problem is our coaching staff, our offensive line, which just happens to be huge, huge things that propel you to a victory, to a winning season, to eventually win a world championship, a Super Bowl. That's why you play this game. Not to come in second place or third place. You play it to be a world champion. That's the only thoughts in your mind.
Darnell Mooney was all over the field today. He had 5 catches, 123 yards. That's the fourth time this year he's been over 100 yards. The Bears could use a couple more of them. I'm not sure we're
Mark, yep. How long have you had me here talking about this kid?
Very long time, OB. But you're saying that they need some extra boost along with him. He could use a couple partners. Damir Bird was okay today, but that's not the
answer. Well, I'll tell you what. Goodwin is a partner, okay?
Yeah.
Gabriel's a partner. Cole Kmet's a partner. And with Cole Kmet, that kid should never come off the field. You either have him at a tight end, a slot, or at a wideout. And you put him in motion. If it's a wideout or if you have him in a slot, you put him in motion to the stronger, to the weak side. You know, you got to think ahead in this game. You got to give your offense a chance to move the ball down the field. You got a kid that's 6'5", weighs 250, got great hands, and you're doing what with him?
I like what you guys are teeing up, that of somebody who is thinking about perhaps maybe I'll get a chance that Chicago will interview me, and looking at the roster and looking how they're playing and trying to figure out, you know, what is there. And you guys are putting it out there that that's a head coach, assistant coach right now who knows what he's looking at can probably ascertain that, hey, there actually is some talent there. I think I could win with that team if I could get
in
there. Okay,
let me throw this at you. All right, OB, don't fall out of your chair. Do you remember what everyone thought of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a year ago, August? Okay, they signed Tom Brady. Oh, wait a minute, Gronk is coming. Nobody thought that that was an organization that had enough of a player base where they could make a run for the playoffs, let alone win a Super Bowl. But think about how a couple of players changed everything.
Okay, a couple of players, but I know what they had. They have a head coach that knows what the hell
he's
doing.
There you go.
All right?
Okay.
Their coaching
Bruce
staff
Arians,
is qualified.
Who should have been
our
here?
Our coaching staff is not qualified.
Amen.
And how do I know? Because they show it every damn week.
Amen. But my point being is, everybody knows the players in Tampa now because they won a Super Bowl. But 18 months ago, nobody knew who these guys were. Nobody cared who they were. Nobody gave them a chance. But everything changed because a coach and a quarterback was able to collaborate and operate on such a higher plane that made everybody around them better. Something we have not seen here in this city in a long, long time.
Well, I'll tell you what the head coach did when they brought in Tom Brady. I mean, everybody's thinking at his age, what is he, 44, 45 now? They brought him in a year ago. And what does he come in? It's basically he came in and they brought Gronk. But what was the main thing was bringing him in with his winning attitude. And what else does he have, Dan? Total and complete accuracy. The kid is 6'5", okay? He's 6'5", he's got it, and he can throw the ball 80 yards in the air. And he understands the game, obviously better than coaches and other teams who have great defenses. He outplays them. He outplays them.
Right. But my point
is,
evidently there was enough talent on that team that with the right accessories, being the quarterback and the tight end, then everybody got better. Same thing could be applied to the Bears. We are not a bottom 10 talent-wise football team. But we're a long ways away from being one of the best because we play dumb football. We saw glimpses today. Cole Kmet looked special. Hey, we know what we have in David Montgomery. You love him. But you know what? He averaged less than, 2 yards a carry today? 2.9, less than 3.
Those were hard yards. He got met at the line of scrimmage, and he still plowed. That kid is, he's as good as any running back in this National Football League.
You don't have an argument here. My point being, yeah, we won today by 2 points against the worst team in football. What did we learn? We learned we still have some good players, but we're still a long way away, a place where we have to be able to go with a new general manager and a new head coach and a new coaching staff. They could get us there a lot quicker than you think.
Let's get in as many people as we can here before we get out here at 3:30. Yes, OB, got one more point.
No, just one other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what has been the problem with this team the last 5, 6, 7 years? What has been the problem? Our offensive line. That has been the problem. Not our defensive backs, not our linebackers, not our defensive line, not our wideouts, not our tight ends, not our running backs. Okay? It's been our offensive line that's been the problem year after year after year. And if we had an offensive line, we might have been in the playoffs more, and we might have won a world championship if we had an offensive line. If you had a general manager that knew what the hell he was doing and how you build a team through the draft. Am I not correct, Dan?
There's no question about it.
You build the team through the draft.
You have to.
This guy gives all the draft picks away.
And then wait. When you go sign Allen Robinson, you sign Robert Quinn. Hey, you're spending a boatload. You've got to draft these players and have them become core individuals on the football team their second, third, fourth year when you're paying them virtually nothing. You can't keep going to the free agent market and breaking the bank.
You guys just elevated.
Build the team through the draft. You don't build it on free agency.
I don't know if they were winning the Super Bowl with Mitchell Trubisky, but that's just me. But they do need to upgrade the offensive.
Well, you won it through the draft.
What is that, Mitchell?
We gave up two number one draft choices to move up to a kid
that
played
1 year
of college football.
I got it.
He lost the last game of his career, and when he played in the Sun Bowl, he lost that game. And this general manager gave up two number one draft choices to move past who? Patrick Mahomes. Are you kidding me?
I got it, but you're saying that they had an offensive line last couple of years. If you didn't have the quarterback, it wasn't going to work either.
That's true.
I mean, they didn't have it. So,
and where did we get the two offensive tackles who were paid $8 million a piece last year? Free agency.
Right.
Because we didn't draft anybody.
Right.
See where this is going?
I got it.
All right, get out of here.
312-981-7200. Thank you, for the record, to Westtown Bakery and the 50-50 group for that wonderful meal. OB was, how many sandwiches do you have today, Ed Obradovich?
Three.
They're big halves. There was you went to town over there. It was incredible. Thank you very much. Make sure to get yourself some upcoming holiday desserts from Westtown Bakery. Starting on December 1st, you can begin ordering an assortment of treats on their website for pickup. They'll have build your own gingerbread house kits, hot cocoa bombs, pies, and more. If you're more of a gift card person, the 50-50 group is running an awesome deal. You get a $25 bonus card for every $100 in gift cards purchased. You can keep it for yourself or gift it to someone. It's free money. Join Westtown Bakery on Saturday, December the 4th, and Sunday, December the 5th, for breakfast with Santa. Santa Claus will be at their diner at 1916 West Chicago Avenue, taking socially distant and safe photos with all the children, and they'll even be able to decorate giant gingerbread man cookies. This is going to be a fun event for the kids, so bring them over to Westtown Bakery and go get started on your holiday shopping afterwards. Ton of calls in our final half hour here. Happy Thanksgiving. Bears win 16-14. Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Little Dan, get the duct tape so we can tape OB down if that happens. Like they do on the airplane.
No, what I'm saying is, excuse me.
Bears win, Bears win. Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers, ChevyDriveChicago.com. It had been 46 days, 1985, 46 days since the Chicago Bears had won a football game, but they did it today, 16-14. Yes, OB.
The things that jump out to me about this game today, okay? One of the things that, I tell you what, Detroit only ran 45 plays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a long, long time since I've seen an offense run that few plays. Only 45 plays. The other thing that jumped out on me, the Bears passing for over 300 yards. I mean, that's like never happens with the Bears, but it did. And the real killer, the fork that went right into it, the heart of the Lions, was 10 penalties for almost 70 yards. I mean, you're not going to win a football game doing that. The things I like, Darryl Mooney, we're stretching down the field a little bit more, and we're starting to use Cole Kmet, who is a legitimate offensive threat, and he's a kid that can play tight end, slot, and he can play wide out. You can put him in motion. He can catch the ball long. He can catch it short. I love to see him out there every play. Darryl Mooney, a bolt of lightning down. Goodwin, fast as anybody could be fast. And so I think what we do, we just keep with our running game, accentuate the passing game, use the tight end more, because we have one hell of a tight end in Cole Kmet. And if our defense can step up and play from week to week like they did today, all knowing that we played the Detroit Lions. But these are the things. You hold a team to 45 plays. You pass for over 300 yards. You have Darnell Mooney catching five passes, 123 yards. You have Cole Kmet, eight receptions today. I don't think when the last time he's done that. So I'm trying to point out the things that have that worked today and won. And guess you know what you do? Accentuate the positive. You work on those particular things.
317 yards for Andy Dalton, which is the first time the Bears have been over 300 this year. It's the first time
there
since Week 9 versus the Titans last year when Nick Foles did it. And if you want to go back three seasons, they've done it five times total. So it doesn't happen, or it hasn't.
All this is good, but the only reason we won is because their best player, DeAndre Swift, was knocked out in the second quarter.
That had an impact. 312-981-7200, Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Dave in South Florida, happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for you guys showing up on this holiday and giving us the insight and honesty about the Bears game. I just got a couple points to make. I believe that even though we did get a victory, it's kind of an empty victory given the fact of the quality of the opponent. I know every NFL game counts, but I still think that Nagy and Pace have to go. If it's not this game, next game, by the following year. And do you guys feel that they should pull the carpet underneath from these guys so we can actually start talking to these GMs and these coaches for the last 2 weeks of the season?
Thanks, Dave. I don't think George McCaskey's jumping up and down right now with a 16-14 win over the Lions.
No.
Hey, nobody is.
No, nobody is. But here's the thing. You're going down the freeway. Your gas gauge is low. You get off of this exit or the next one. But you can't. Well, at some point, we've got to get rid of this coach if we want to be the front runner and being able to interview the potential candidates that everybody's going to be kind of swarming by the 1st of January. So when's it going to happen?
Huh? Dan,
when's it going to happen?
Before you do that, you got to get rid of Pace. You're going to trust Pace after 7-8 years. You're going to trust this guy to go somewhere in the United States of America to hire again another coach?
They're not.
I wouldn't trust them to flip an egg.
It's got to be a package deal. They talked about collaboration all last offseason.
Look. That rule is
so laughable.
It's
collaboration.
That rule is applicable to head coaching candidate. It doesn't say anything about general managers. Why haven't they got the general manager of their dreams, their choice, all ready to go? So when January 1st gets here, you got a guy in position you trust to make the decision.
You can't.
Do I have to come up with all these answers?
Yes, Mark, you do.
I do.
You can't let Pace hire another person. You can't.
I agree.
Just look at what he's done since he's been here. What is it, 7 or 8 years?
7.
And he is the man. He is the front man. He is the one that brought all the scouts in. He's the one that brought the head coach in. He's the one that brought in the assistant coaches. We have 26 coaches on this football team, and we eke by the Detroit Lions. And it's game after game, year after year, it's the same damn thing, folks. You got a clean house, and the first one that's got to go, what? You're going to fire Nagy and let Pace hire the next coach, and then you're going to fire Pace? They've got to go, folks. You got a clean house. Shove them right out into Lake Michigan.
Mike in Rockford, welcome to WGN. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, guys, real quick again. Listen, this guy gave away, I think 17 players in moving up in the draft, 17 positional players that was given up. All the draft picks he's given away.
Right.
And it's incredible, guys. And you, like you said, and you know, guys, you guys are old school. You win these games in the trenches. You build up the defensive line. You build up the offense. I don't care if it's old school. It's what works, guys. You can take a mediocre quarterback and a mediocre running back, and if you got a really good offensive line, you can open up holes and gaps. You know, you get guys out there, and you give the quarterback time. And that's why Justin Fields is not developing, and he's running for his life, and this guy doesn't know how to run the system to develop the quarterback. And you're right. Pace has got to go. Nagy's got to go, guys. And can I ask one quick favor of you guys? Can we gather up enough money to get one of you guys to represent the ownership of the Bears and get Chicago to donate all this money? We'll get a GoFundMe page, and let's buy the Bears from the McCaskies. And Dan, and OB will make you guys the ownership. We'll be like the Packers. We'll own, be like a community owned team, and get these McCaskies out of there. Get some guys in there that really want to run an organization.
Thank you.
You guys will know how to do this.
Thank you, Mike. GoFundMe, Hamp and OB. You know, I think we could raise at least $250. You know, maybe more. I don't
know.
Something
like that.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Let's give it a run here. Well, look, George Cardenas wants the city of Chicago to buy the Bears. I would say that the likelihood of you two owning them is about the same, actually greater than the Bears being owned by Chicago.
The Bears will never be sold. It'll never.
You sure? Well,
but it won't be. Our patriarch, she's there. She's well. She goes to the games. I believe, what is she, 98? This team will never be sold while she's alive. Now, the only thing that might happen, God forbid, when she dies, she's such a beautiful, wonderful lady, and she truly is. I can say that the rest of the McCaskey kids, they're going to want their money, and they're going to storm the Bastille. That's my prediction.
Matt Nagy speaking right now. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and see what the highlights of what Matt has to say about getting a big win today, ending that five-game losing streak. Kaz is coming up, too. We're with you till 3:30. If you want to slip in here, you've got a little time to do it. 312-981-7200. It is time now for our Rosen Red Zone Report, which is sponsored by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin and Kenosha. The Bears were 1-for-3 in the red zone, but they didn't try to score a touchdown their last time down there. Kicked the field goal, won the football game. It wasn't great, but it
and
got
think
it
think about the first time.
We didn't try it either the first time.
That's fair, too. That's fair.
Well, no, we did. We threw it into the end zone, and it should have been intercepted. We were lucky to get out of there with field goal.
All right, quick timeout here. It is 720 WGN.
Chevy Dealers, Dan Hampton's defensive player of the game.
Here's Goff. He is sacked by Quinn, and a flag comes in. Ball came out at the end of the play.
After review, the ruling on the field is that the quarterback fumbled the ball. It was recovered by Chicago. First down, Chicago at the 39-yard line.
Having a Thanksgiving party here, 16-14, 46 days. The five-game losing streak is over. Matt Nagy meeting the media right now. He's saying this is a special, special group. A special group, Hamp.
Yep. We saw it for 3 hours.
That's what he said.
Very special. We saw it. By the way, that call right there, one of the few times Nagy challenged and was able to win and get a call overturned, it was bizarre in the sense that the Detroit quarterback Goff was basically wrapped up and spun to the ground when normally you get within a yard of them. They're going to blow the whistle, kill the play. On the way to the ground, Goff let the ball fall out. Nagy, you know, had them review it, and he won the call. So, OB, you owe me $5. You said he would never win a review back in September. You owe me $5.
Okay.
I don't agree with it.
Well, I'm not paying you $5 because we really didn't have a bet. But what you did admit to, you did lose the bet to me, the original one.
Let's bring
Kaz. I ain't paying you on this one.
Kaz, you can come in here and play arbiter. Should OB pay Hamp?
Well, honestly,
the right answer,
I don't
Glenn.
Know the original bet, so I'm just going to say that it was a bad call by the referees. The fact that normally when the quarterback gets wrapped up, they blow the whistle.
There you go.
And, you know,
99 times out of 100, the quarterback, hey, it's over. Let him throw the ball in the air. Doesn't matter. They didn't do it.
By the way, this is even more a better example of why Matt Nagy shouldn't be the head coach.
There you go.
You know, Andy Dalton came in and, oh, he lit it up. Well, Detroit, I'm not even sure what kind of defense they were playing, but they still only scored 16 points, and that's the issue. You cannot win in the NFL unless you're playing the worst team in the NFL. And the Lions figure out how to lose every game. I've never seen so many holding calls and everything else in a game ever.
I got one stat for you on that one, Kaz. There have been 45 times that there's been a 3rd and 32 in the NFL since 1994. The Lions did it twice today
in the same game.
Yeah, I mean that's that. The Lions beat the Lions, and the Bears just like kind of right. Like pushed them.
And Matt Nagy Matt Nagy's taking credit at the podium. Let's go to some calls. How about that, Kaz?
We only got a few minutes, so
yeah, we can get there. And okay, I got one. Let me just read one Matt Nagy quote, and we'll get to one call. What I care about, this is Nagy. What I care about are these players and coaches. They deserve this. When there's distractions, it's how you handle it. Again, we got the win today. I can't tell you how much this win means. We can't tell you either, but we are interested to learn. All right, Matt, Orland Park, you're on with Kaz, Hamp, and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, a bet's a bet. Fire Nagy, fire Pace, that's an easy one. But who do you want to trade in the offseason? What's the offseason looking like? Are we looking at a rebuild? Are there players you want to acquire, position groups? Who's on the top of your list to trade?
Matt, anybody on the top of my list, but I could tell you this. I agree with you. And they have to go. I mean, there's no way that you could keep either one of those people. There's just absolutely no way. And I'm going to tell you what I think would be a quick fix here, and it's just my opinion, is those five guys up front. Our five offensive linemen, which back in the day would Doug Buffon say these five guys couldn't play dead. We do not have an offensive line, not in any stretch of the imagination. And if you want to keep a quarterback upright, and if you want to keep a quarterback healthy, you better have those five guys up front to keep them up and healthy. You think Green Bay doesn't know that with Aaron Rodgers? You think Tampa Bay doesn't know that with Brady? When you've got somebody like that, you've got to have the five guys up front. This is year after year, and we have an offensive line that can't block. They just can't block. It's a fact. And that's what has to change. If we can get somebody in here and remove these people and bring in some quality people, a center, two offensive guards, and two tackles, with our receivers, our running backs, our two running backs, our tight ends, I love our situation. But what's killing us game after game, folks, and that's the reason why we can't score points, we can't convert on third down, we don't get first downs, and we can't move the ball down the field, is number one, it's because of our offensive line. And by the way, this isn't an I think. I'm telling you, that's the major problem with the Bears, our offensive line.
Hey, Kaz, happy Thanksgiving. Sorry the time is so short today. The Raiders and Cowboys are coming up at 3:30. Glad you're feeling better, Glenn Kozlowski.
Thank you, guys. And just like we said earlier, we should all be grateful, enjoy our families, because life is precious. So have a great rest of the week.
Amen.
Stay healthy, Glenn.
Amen.
You got it.
It's time now for the BBB Trusted Review, which is brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a business you can trust at BBB.org. On further review, Matt Nagy asked how he got through the week, said he leaned on his family and friends, and quote, "If I couldn't handle it, I never would have signed up to take this job, but quote, I handled it." And Nagy also saying he did not ask George McCaskey to address the team. I thought you guys would enjoy that one. If he couldn't handle the heat of the kitchen of a five-game losing streak and people saying on a report in Patch.com that he was getting fired, he wouldn't have taken the job, period.
Wow.
Matt Nagy.
And we got a report. He got in an Uber, and the Uber guy was saying, fire Nagy, fire Nagy. I don't know.
Leaving Detroit.
It's just another rumor.
Hey, great to be with you guys on Thanksgiving, and good
have
to see
have a blessed Thanksgiving to each and every one, and God bless us all. Love your families.
Special Thanksgiving to people in our showroom here right now, which just happens to be my family. God bless them. God love them. And God bless all you people. And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
And one more reminder that your Chicagoland McDonald's is hiring right now. You can get more than just a job. You can start building your future today. Working at McDonald's, you get paid time off and a flexible schedule, so working there also works for you. You can achieve your goals and keep moving up with tuition assistance and the opportunity for growth. And, of course, you get free employee meals as well. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurants. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody here. Sammy Martino, thank you for producing. Matt, great job as well. And thank you so much for listening to Hampton Opie, not just today, but all season long. We have football coming up for you on 720 WGN, your NFL station. It's the Raiders and the Cowboys. Thank you for listening. This has been Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers. ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears went 16-14 on 720 WGN.